This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast.
So what can you do if you're one of those people? And it's kind of a small percentage, but it is a thing. Maybe people don't talk about it. You get stuck and you have trouble ordering at the drive-thru. Whether it's, you know, Murphy's reasoning, which was too much information at one time.
Yeah, I think it's just an information overload. It's not like anxiety. It's just I get kind of paralyzed, you know.
You do. And for some people, it is anxiety. Isn't that strange to think of it? But yeah, it does happen. Mm-hmm. I know that it's for you, it's too much information at one time. And I think that you're also, it's a problem that compounds itself because you know you have a drive-thru situation. So you almost are nervous that you're going to mess up the order based on you getting frozen up.
It probably does. And then, but then you also have a choice or two that's being thrown at you. It's kind of like end aisle, you know, the end aisle impulse buys. They put things on the board that they're limited time.
Yeah.
So even that, it's like, oh, well, maybe I want this instead.
You know, it happens more to people who, when you roll up and the board is overflowing with stuff, when there's too much on the board, that really causes your mind to freeze up. They say it's like decision fatigue. What if you roll in there and you've already made 100 million decisions today?
Well, remember when McDonald's made a big deal out of simplifying their boards?
Yeah.
And I think this is before they started doing the little digital readouts and all that. And it was a smart move because there really were too many choices. Now, the choice overload, I think it had this little domino effect because if you have too many choices, then you slow the line down. You slow the line down, you have people frustrated. You know, and then that kind of goes on.
It's true. Right? I think keep it simple. I am all about keeping it simple. There is a counter service walk-up place that we go to every once in a great while, Murphy, and they have some sort of combo two meal thing.
Yeah.
And the way they have the menu, I don't understand. And I have to ask, so I can have soup with this or salad, or I can have soup and salad and half a sandwich. And they get so frustrated with me, and they're kind of like, "Ma'am, can you read the board?" And I want to go, "It's confusing."
Yeah,
but that's not drive-through.
No, that's a walk-up.
Okay, so it's too many options. That's a problem for a lot of people. It's the feeling of you need to do something quickly. You know, I guess a drive-through is about quickness.
There is pressure,
and so if there are people behind you and they're like, "What do you want?" I've never felt pressure there. I've even rolled in and said, "I need a minute. Hang on. I need to look at this menu."
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know the menus.
Yeah.
So here's what to do. Here's what to do, Murphy. You'll like this. The number one thing is
use the app.
Use the app.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons. It's not what it's there for. We're in an app world, but it's one of the things that you can do.
And you know, the other thing about the app, aside from my paralysis indecision thingy, is it improves the communication. When you order it on the app, it's going to show up on the other end,
right?
You know, where it's supposed to, and it should be fulfilled correctly. Although I've had issues with that too.
Yeah, the Sonic pickle drink we had,
Dr. Pepper pickles.
I still don't know how that happened because that's not what I ordered. But anyway,
I know it's not what we could see on your. In the app that you ordered, but she brought...
The phone said Diet Cherry Limeade, two of them, and that was that.
And see, you order on the app at your own speed when you're ready. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're in the line now and I have to...
And for those with social anxiety who don't want to talk to someone, you know, you can just literally sometimes roll in and pick it up at the window. Like you're the only one dealing with yourself with the app, you and the app.
Well, it eliminates the broken speaker situation. It eliminates the bad microphone situation. It eliminates any of that.
If you don't want to use the apps and you still have drive-through anxiety, here's what you can do. Prepare your order in advance, like text it to yourself, have it and read it, you know, jot it down and read it to the speaker, to someone on the speaker.
Remember, I had everybody do that on one of our road trips, Jody. I say
more
everyone.
Than one. We would text him our order.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you text me what you want. Think about it now when we get there, and then I'll just read it right off. That was easy.
But for that, was everybody's order okay, and then you still froze up on yours?
Oh, no, I don't have to freeze up that way. I think that's a whole other level because when everybody wants something that's slightly different and modified from what's up on the screen, that's why I need to have that sent to me, because it's like, I'm never going to remember that, and I will order the wrong
thing. What's crazy about that is I can do that. If everybody in the car needs something different,
oh, and you're magical. Jody's magical when it comes to that.
No, my mind is different than yours. I have a visual mind, so when I see Taylor, I see the chicken sandwich, no pickle. I see it. Mm-hmm. When you want the double cheeseburger with a, you know, large whatever, I know it. I can see it. That's your order. My mind is visual. Right. So when Taylor told me, I want the chicken sandwich, no pickle, I see that. And when it's time to order it, I say it.
Yeah, for me, it's just simplifying. No one's getting onions. Everyone's getting cheese.
Take the pickles off yourself.
Anyway, so use the apps. Practice it in advance. Text it to yourself or have your family text it. Another thing that's going on, though, when you do that, Murphy, when we've texted you our order, and then you're the one driving, so you're the one nearest the speaker, and you order, we know. We all stop, and we're listening.
Well,
because we're going to be quiet so as not to confuse you or rattle you, but we're also, like, looking at each other like, did he say it right?
So now that we're talking through this, I realize that my problems at the drive-thru only happen when there are other people in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like ordering off the app. I really do like ordering from the app because of the customization part's a lot easier that way. But now that I think about it, it's the only time I've had issues is when it's multiple people in the car.
So it's peer pressure-ish?
No, it's not peer pressure. It's the, I now have to remember four
other
different
people's
specific orders that are in the car and repeat those. And then people changing their minds on things. Wait, can I also get a, and that's, so now it's between me and the person who I'm trying to order from, and they're hearing the people in the car. So that's where the whole thing, you know,
pops
up for me.
It's a good realization for you to have. Yeah. It also means that you probably would not make a great server in the service industry, because what you're saying that you're not doing well is what they do. Table to table.
I would write the order down.
Truth.
Another solution, if you're going there with multiple people, everybody, whoever, can speak out the window.
It's true.
You know,
I know it.
Murphy doesn't have to remember it all.
He doesn't like yelling, though. He'll say, don't yell.
I give mine. You can lean over and give yours. The girls can give theirs out the back door, a back window.
True. Good. Good solution, Sam.
Yeah. And you just have to make sure you pull up close enough where they can actually hear from the speaker.
Yeah.
Because I've had that happen before, too. I don't know if they use, like, noise cancellation or what, but the person who is in the back seat talking out the window, if they're not close enough to that little speaker, then they're not heard.
The other pieces of advice, psychological advice, if you get hung up at the drive-through, is to only focus on a small section of the menu. If it's one of those places that has way too much, if you know you're in a burger mood, don't even look at the chicken. Don't even look at the nachos. Don't look at the specials. Murphy gets, they're doing pickles this month?
Yeah.
Like, literally. And it's
maybe,
like,
that's what got me in trouble at Sonic, the pickles and the Dr. Pepper.
If you have those problems. If you want to take in the whole menu, who cares?
Yeah.
Also, a menu board that's not well laid out. That's the one that gets me, because it's like, oh, I want to see if they have onion rings or... And it's like, where's the sides? Where are the sides?
Yeah, right.
You know, or what drinks are, what size drinks are you? Can I get a shake? Do we have shakes
and
here?
What you're saying is proof that everyone's mind is different, because someone who works for that corporation, that restaurant chain, designed that. And when you're designing it, hopefully you're designing it for mass appeal, for most people to be able to look at it and read it easily. But that's what happens to me at that counter service place where we walk up and, you know, it's soup and sandwiches and things like that. And it's like, I don't understand their meal deal. The way it's laid out is super extra to me.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't get the special. I'll have to pay extra $5 because I don't understand the special.
You just order a la carte?
I guess.
Maybe you call the special the surprise, because that's what
that's
you're
going to
get.
That's what I get. The last thing is, well, let's rehash them. Use the apps. Rehearse your order if you need to. Whoever's in the car, text it to you so you can just read it. Focus on one section of the menu. The last piece of info is beautiful. Practice mindfulness in that. Realize there's no danger in this situation. You're rolling in. You know, you don't need to feel anxious about ordering food, because even if it's wrong, you can go back and get it corrected.
Yeah.
you know, for people who have anxiety. I don't think what you have is anxiety.
Oh, it's not anxiety.
Some
at
people
all.
Do though. No, it's not. Now, what you have is a freeze up.
It's a freeze up, but it's not when I'm by myself. I literally just realized that us doing this podcast. It's group in the car and too many people trying to do an order through me at the same time without it being written down. It's
everybody wanting to eat.
It's
huh?
a mess. Yeah.
On a related note, how often have you gotten your order from the window and actually gone back and said you got this wrong? Is it anything that's worth it to you? Or?
I'm the one who's more likely to do that than Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, not often in my life, no. I don't do a lot of drive-through anymore.
It depends. If it's blatantly, you know, different than what I ordered and not the right thing, of course I'm going to go back and swap that
like
out.
Like pickles and a Dr. Pepper?
He did not.
Well, that one I passed on.
We took that home.
That one wasn't worth it, yeah.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast. Free and easy.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.